Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. On this Thursday morning, feels like a Monday, and everybody's a couple pounds heavier today. Everybody who got some new toys for Christmas should be happy. But most small businesses are not, as the Corporate Transparency Act is back. Filing requirements are in effect again following a court decision Monday that reverses the injunction that previously halted the mandate. The Corporate Transparency Act requires millions of family farmers and ranchers to file complex paperwork and disclose beneficial ownership information with the federal government under penalty of severe fines and jail time. Monday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals lifted the nationwide preliminary injunction on the enforcement of the Corporate Transparency Act, holding that the government is likely to prevail in the constitutional challenge. In light of the Fifth Circuit Court's decision, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN, announced it will delay enforcement of the Corporate Transparency Act for 2 weeks. Until January 13th. The latest ruling is the next step in what will likely end up in a Supreme Court case. Who has to file? Reporting companies that were created or registered before January 1st, 2024, have until January 13th to file their initial beneficial ownership information reports. These companies would otherwise have been required to report by January 1st, New Year's Day. Reporting companies that qualify for disaster relief may have extended deadlines beyond January 13th. Congress passed the Corporate Transparency Act as a way to reduce financial crime like tax fraud and money laundering. Who is a beneficial owner? Well, anyone with a significant stake in the company, whether or not they have direct legal ties to the business, may include holding at least 25% of a company's shares, having a similar level of control over the company's equity, or holding significant influence over the company's decisions and operations. Filings must include all personal information like addresses, birthdays, identification numbers for each owner. Businesses that fail to file or do not update records when needed could face criminal fines of up to $10,000 and additional civil penalties of up to $591 per day. Failure to file could also lead to felony charges and up to 2 years in prison. The American Farm Bureau estimates this appeals court ruling puts tens of thousands of farms back on the legal deadline to register their businesses with the federal government. Of the 230,000 farms that are likely required to file, only 11% had done so as of October. Farmers are encouraged to contact an accountant or an attorney if they're unsure about whether they are required to file the information. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll take a break for the markets.